program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Start my shift at WREK Atlanta. Oh, God, I'm so tired. I'm absolutely boneless with boredom. Oh, I just can't get it up to face another thankless drudge of a show. This stinking show is just a statement on what a pointless waste my whole life is, but... oh, I can't quit it any more than I can get up the nerve to do myself the ultimate convenience. Oh, life drags on like the worst shopping cart I've ever picked, fighting me with every step. Oh, I like to think I can come and go as I please, but... oh, Bob, I am getting so tired of waiting to come. Oh, why do I even... bother doing my episodes of Bob's Slacktime Funhouse? I must be out of my freaking mind. I don't get paid for this crap. And oh, Bob knows the novelty wore off a long time ago. Oh, I'm so bored with everything. Nothing cranks my tractor anymore. My interest is being deducted bit by bit every day. It's like being bitten to death by ducks. Oh, no. I've actually seen ducks who could finish the job. This is more like being beaten to death with a damn pillow. Womp, 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 womp. Oh, my mom always said, life is like a box of condoms. You can't tell if you'll get a French tickler or one of them rib numbers, but either way, you wind up getting it all the same. Oh, I'm so bored. Oh, screw this show. I'm going to stay in and watch TV.
Baby Susan!
French girl you all been waiting for. Dumbleberry and Bombshell herself. Let's hear it for Lily von Stuff!
Here I stand, the goddess of desire. Set men on fire. I have this power. Morning, noon, and night, it's drink and dancing. Some quick romancing. And then a shower. Stage door Johnny's constantly surround me. They always hound me with one request. Who can satisfy their lustful habits? I'm not a rabbit. I need some rest. I'm tired, sick and tired of love. I've had my fill of love from below and above. Tired of being admired. tired of love uninspired. Let's face it, I'm tired. I've been with thousands of men again and again. They promise the moon. They're always coming and going and going and coming. And always too soon. Right, girl, I'm tired. Tired of playing the game. Ain't it a crying shame? I'm so tired. God damn it, I'm exhausted. Hello, cowboy. What's your name?
Tex, ma'am.
Tex, ma'am. Tell me, Tex, ma'am, are you in show business?
Nope.
Well, then why don't you get your friggin' feet up? Hello, handsome. Is that a 10-gallon hat, or are you just enjoying the show? Everything below the waist is kaput.
The secular dream is fading. That is, what started out as sexual freedom has ended up as AIDS. Herpes and the Hugh Hefner on the cover of Time sort of portrays the tiredness, the fatigue of that, not just the sexual revolution, but the whole secular ideal.
Thank you.
all right, sir?
I'm tired, Alfred.
Well, I shouldn't wonder. I can't recall when you last slept.
A weary body can be dealt with, but a weary spirit, that's something else.
Oh, a weary spirit. You got that right, Batty. Oh, it's like Paul Weston's chorus was telling us, Seekers, the thrill is gone. And what do you do when every day is just like the one before it, just like the one before that, like it chased you the damn Flintstones living room or something? Edna St. Vincent Millay knew when she said that life isn't one thing after another. It's the same goddamn thing over and over and over. Oh, was that old Ginch ever right? It's like Madeline Kahn knows about being tired. That was from Blazing Saddles, but the tune itself is an old standard called Ruby. We heard it earlier by the Ray Ellis Orchestra. This is Tiki Lounge King Martin Denny from a CD sent to me by Seeker Don Bowers way back in 2003. Oh, I'm sorry it took me so long to acknowledge your graciousness, Don. My bad. But, oh, I was so bored.
Lazy Susan.
Oh, everybody's a critic.
Lazy Susan.
Oh, oh, no, voices. Oh, wait, no, the voice is in my head. Oh, where the hell did they come from? Oh. In my head, this is an a cappella group, the Bobs. Damn it, they derailed my train of thought. Where was I? Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Acquired boredom syndrome sure has taken a toll. And even the Unabomber said in his final communique that he was starting to get bored, that he was blowing things up. Oh, what chance do I have with no explosives and too much apathy to even light the fuses if I had them? Oh, I'm starting to wonder what the difference is between ignorance and apathy, and you know, deep down inside, I don't know, and I don't care. My life grinds on with no discernible high points, and I hate the view from this numb plateau. God, I'm so over it. Life, what a beautiful choice.
Let's go. And Dillinger said, if I go, when I go, I hope it's in the midst of the thrill. 3 months later, he was dead.
Daddy?
Yeah, I guess so. Just like last year. The year before that. And the year before that.
Mother taught me how to smoke. And how to blush. How to get a kick from an aspirin in a Coke. Mother was très chic to the core. But now, life for me is so terribly cheap. It's a bore. Dropping names and dropping stitches, fancy ladies act like witches, people with the last name of Gabor. Everything's so chic, it's a bore. Party names and party dresses, gilded statues, gilded tresses, drinking Dr. Pepper at 2 and 10 and 4. Everything's so chic, it's a bore. I'm miserable, wonderfully miserable, divinely unhappy, sensationally sad. Oh, darlings, I tell you, I'm bored with it. Wonderfully bored with it. I have everything I want, but it's driving me mad. Latin lovers acting funny, Maharanis and their money, lavishing the good things on the poor. Everything's so chic, it's a girl. I've got a lot. Oh, Lord knows I've got a lot. A Venus bag factory, Loretta Young's door. Oh, I own a lot. You know I own a lot. Everything from chic is a bore.
It's a bore. It's a big, fat bore.
It's about Superman. I mean, I can't tell you how incredibly dull he is. I mean, he's so boring. Sometimes I think I'm going to lose my mind.
Your teeth, just like a chasm. You've no enthusiasm. You're tired and uninspired. You're blasé. Your day is one of leisure.
Finally realize that there's nothing really new out there. We know everything. I mean, nowadays it takes a UFO or a bloody accident or someone trying to murder you to really get an emotional charge, a memorable emotional charge.
I've written you a song. It's just a short routine. I hope you'll like it.
I hope you like it.
My technique can't be wrong. I learned it from the screen. I hope you'll like it.
Hope you like it. I hope you like it. I can't do it alone.
This is a very good man. Again, we have one of these moral, responsible, ethical men, and very rich. You all know his name. And the biggest bore you can possibly imagine. I have come to truly believe that to bore people is a real sin.
Every mouthful of food a minimum of 50 times. Now, most of us won't do that. It's boring. It's time consuming.
Pajama people, they sure do make you sleepy with the things they might say. Pajama people, Mother Mary and Joseph, I wish they'd all go away. Pajama people, it's a pajama people special. Take one home with you, save a dollar today. Pajama people, pajama people. Get them out of my way.
Hang in the hang in the hang in the hang.
Oi,
oi, oi.
Get them out of my way.
Hang in the hang in the hang in the hang.
Oi, oi, oi.
Get them out of my way.
Get 'em out of my way.
Thank you.
some people's cold, and some people's not very swift to be home. Some people do it,
yes they do.
Some see right through it, and some wear pajamas if only they knew it.
The pajama people are boring me to pieces. They make me feel like I am wasting my time. They all got flannel up and down the hall, a little trapdoor back around the hall, and some cozy little footies on their mind. Pajama people, pajama people, people.
Lord, they make you sleepy with the things they might say.
Pajama people, pajama people, people. I wish they'd all go away. Pajama people, pajama people special. Take one home with you and save a dollar today. Pajama people, pajama people. Wrap them up and roll them out. Get them out of my way. Wrap them up and roll them out. Get them out of my way. Hoy, hoy, hoy. Wrap them up and roll them out. Get them out of my way. Hoy, hoy, hoy.
Are you socially adjusted? Do you like being with others, sharing with others? I'm going to give you the first symptom of the most vicious mental sickness known to man. It is this: a loss of interest. That's all. A loss of interest. There you have the symptom of one of the most vicious creeping mental sicknesses. Because to be well-adjusted means that you are interested in yourself, in others, being with others, sharing with others, seeing the other fellow's point of view. You know what I mean by point of view? A minister had just finished giving a very inspiring sermon on a Sunday morning.
So when Eliphaz came down from Mount Hebron bearing figs, he offered them to Moham, who you will remember as the father of Shechem, and to Hazor on the occasion of their matrimony, much in the same...
We've heard enough about blizz-blazz and him-ham already. Get to the bloody point.
Right on! Ah!
Yes, I see those scratches on the inside of your arms you tried to make like Sid Vicious with a broken light bulb. After all, you were only a bored teenager, and what did you have to look forward to except being a bored 20-year-old, and then a bored 30-year-old? And not only would you be bored, but you'd be old and bored. So why not end it all? You never quite did it, though, but you kept trying, and the weird thing about it is that you deserve to die. And you think the boat people are bad off? Man, they want to live!
We're all boat people, we're all boat people, we're all boat people.
The life that late time ended, where is it now? Totally dead. Where is the fun I used to find? Where is it gone? Gone with the wine. A merry game may all be well, but racing an air could never compare with raising a fifth of hell. So I repeat what first I said. Where is the life that late?
Oh, shut up.
Causing me nightmares. I won't let go until they wear.
because the daylight bores me. The daylight bores me. The daylight bores me. The daylight bores me. Nightmare. I won't let go before they quit. A snare number two at five in the morning. So I won't go to sleep because the daylight bores me. The daylight bores me. The daylight bores me. The daylight bores me. The daylight bores me.
I think you're running down. I think you need another pill.
I don't want another pill. I'm tired of being happy.
My whole life is pointed in one direction. I see that now. There never has been any choice for me.
And tasteless the hours.
So very lonely. So very, 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 very lonely. Why must I stay in this lonely room, watching the gong show? I'm sorry for that Miss Wright who can't find me. Miss Wright, I'm thinking of you tonight in your lonely room. The singles club won't even answer your phone. You got the blues. Singles Club Blues in the loneliest room in the world. Your room might even be lonelier than my room, but I doubt it, baby. It's lonely. Lonely.
Twisted passion of jaded desire.
You must be up and about during your active day, or you'll be bored to death. Nothing to do or say. Not happy to be alive. You want to end it all. Life doesn't mean much.
much to you, so now you feel small. Being more powerful in your mind is that kind, but it's true to me, and you don't give up on these radicals. They will pass, nothing less, take a stand, let it end. Give them time on how to find, write a letter, feel better, just say hi, but on the side. You seem so insignificant, and caring is a simple word. To be looked over carefully when you're being bored. Shots and pills to go to sleep, a limited escape. Unless you take too much of them, then your life has just been raped. Being bored, out of board in your mind is a kind, but it's been to me, and you don't give a hope. Status quo, do a fast, not less. Take a stand, lend a hand, give some time about a fine. Write a letter, feel better, just say hi. Well done, the fine. Well, make the best of it, no matter how hard the year. Boredom's just a stage in life, a repeating fad that's taking you over to go undesirably mad. Being bored, out of board in your mind is a kind, but it's true to me, and you don't give a fuck. Try to go, it will pass nonetheless. Take a stand, lend a hand, give them time about a fine. Write a letter, feel better, just say hi, but done the fine. Look on the bright side, can't get any worse. You'll get over it soon, it's not a magical curse. Think, what did I do to deserve this? What have I done? When in life there can't be excitement without boredom. Feeling more out of board in your mind is a kind of sin. It will pass, nonetheless. Take a stand, lend a hand. Give some time about a fine. Write a letter, feel better. Just say hi. But done that fine.
This was chalked on a sidewalk in Waco, Texas.
Due to mass apathy, tomorrow will be canceled.
Oh, yeah, that Waco bit was a lot funnier in 1968 than it is today. Oh, what a surprise. I was here at the station all the time. I was just too bored to notice. But how the hell could that be possible? I had music by the Circle Jerks and Iggy Pop, and everything so chic it's a bore, with Cindy and Lindy and Your Blasé sung by the smoldering Julie London. And Bob Burden couldn't wake me up with that Nothing New rant of his. Oh, I don't blame myself for sleeping through the Crocodilos of the Harvard Glee Club from 1966, that blah, blah, blah song, but oh, why did I have to wake up for Daryl Rhodes and the Ha Ha Vishnu Orchestra doing this song is boring? Oh, but at least I was awake for Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention with that long, long silken version of Pajama People. Oh. But then we heard Dr. Murray Banks, Jane Mansfield's comedy psychiatrist. Oh, but then I had to stay awake for an art band named Art with that Boat People thing. And the manly voiced Howard Keel from Kiss Me Kate bemoaning his lost youth. And that noisy thing was Sausage Test by Special Ed. And that lame thing that was walking around with the discordant Mac Cassoon with Katie Cassoon somewhere in the mix by Defy Anybody to Find Her. Oh, the Ramones just wanted to have something to do. That was at a premium tonight. Anything, anything to do to keep us from wandering into the loneliest room in the world with Root Boy Slim and the Sex Change Band with the Rootettes. Oh, yes. And that heavy-sounding thing right after it was Being Bored by a Group of Individuals. Oh, this is the Harmonicats version of Ruby, and Hope Seekers, I'm tired. I'm real tired. Oh, but I ought to use my last ounce of strength to drop an SASE to Bob at the Church of the Subgenius at P.O. Box 181-417. Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118. Oh, good night, seekers. Oh, God, I'm so bored.
Get out of here.
Oh, what a drag.